Hey everyone, welcome back. It's Streaker here with another episode. So a quick intro for the new listeners here. Sai and I have built over 10 million followers across multiple social media platforms. We've driven more than a million users for various companies, and we've had the chance to work with top brands like Y Combinator, Mindvalley, and True Classic. So we've learned what works and what doesn't, especially when it comes to scaling content and finding content market fit. So today we're talking about the single most impactful content strategy for scaling your company. And here's the real kicker. It doesn't require fancy tools or a big budget. It's all about just sitting down and getting creative. So let's talk about it. The main thing that I want you to do as a founder or somebody listening to this podcast is dedicate 1 hour every single day for concept creation. This is the most high leverage thing that you can do in the company. And the reason I say this is because if you want to scale content that actually works, you need to commit time to brainstorming. I'm talking about at least an hour a day just sitting down and generating ideas. So recently, I was looking through a document that this company called YouLearn.ai put together, and it had a genius approach. So they created this document with tons of creative concepts that worked really, really well for them, such as, for example, bros living in 2050, if any of you have seen that trend before. But I looked through the document and I noticed a couple of different things. All of their videos seemed super organic and natural. And it was just so smart and fresh. Like, they just put a lot of work into it. And I could tell that this was a company that spent a lot of time thinking about creative concepts, and it worked super well as well. They got millions of views, tons and tons of conversions to their company. And it worked so well because they just spent so much time trying to ideate and think about what is the best way we can do this organically. Now, I'm not going to be breaking down this concept. I'll be creating another episode where I just go through like 10 different concepts that we put together internally that I'd love to break down for you guys, and you can maybe try. But what I wanted to say is just dedicate some time for concept creation. So sit down, try to be creative. And if you're absolutely not creative whatsoever, try to find someone on your team who is. But I highly encourage you as the founder to just sit down and write out a few ideas for what you think could actually work for content. And if you need help with frameworks or ideas for how to actually think about this, check out some of our other episodes. But TLDR, what I can tell you is try to think about ways, and this is for organic, try to think about ways to give value to your audience. Try to think about how will people watch this video and not think that it's an ad or not think that it's promotional, but I still want to tie in my company. So if you can think about that question, you will find some things that work. Okay, so number two, document your ideas and try everything possible. So do not keep ideas in your head. You want to write them down, maybe have a notes app pulled out on your phone, talk to your creators whenever you can, have your team on standby, and just document and organize your ideas so that when you can actually try them, you do. And when we were brainstorming for our own companies, we actually came up with tons of concepts because we were just documenting ideas down. Me and Sai were talking, and then we realized that there were so many things that we could be trying. And also, sometimes when we scroll Instagram or TikTok, we come across different ideas that we think are just really cool and that we can actually implement for the companies that we work with. So for example, last week, we came up with some ideas like a day in the life where we showed a split screen showing the life with and without the product. And how this works is like you have a split screen on TikTok, creator makes the top video, which is life with the product, and then the bottom video, which is life without the product. And in life with the product, the creator is super creative. They have all these amazing things going on around them. Their life seems so beautiful, vibrant colors. They're using the company or the app or whatever it is. And then on the bottom, it's very dull, like black and white. They're super groggy, wake up at like 1 p.m. in the afternoon, do not use the product. And it just, life sucks. And it shows the split screen between the two. And this works really, really well because it's like a day in the life, but kind of on steroids. And we came up with this idea because we saw another creator do it in the past and we thought it was just super interesting. Unless we were documenting these ideas down, we probably would have forgot. And so this is something that I encourage you to do. Like, think about whenever you see an Instagram or like a TikTok video, and or even whenever you see something, like, it'll spark some inspiration in you. Just write them down, and then eventually you can bring them to your creators and maybe they'll help you even more. Now, these weren't just ideas. These were experiments for us to see, you know, what actually would connect people with people in a natural way. All right, so point number three, you want to think like a storyteller and not a marketer. So the goal isn't to just promote. You don't want to just promote your product all day long because people are going to get sick and tired, and chances are no one's really going to watch your videos anyways. The goal is to tell stories that make people want to learn more about you. So you want your audience to think, how can I try that? Or, dang, that's relatable. So if you can make them feel these in this way, you'll probably get them to check out your videos and hopefully convert as well. So if your content feels super authentic, it'll actually do the work for you without you having to promote every single time. So one thing that I'd encourage you to do is take some time each day to think about how can you share your product in a way that's intriguing, fun, and organic. So those are the three things: intriguing, fun, and organic. When I say organic, really just the opposite of ads. Like, you don't want to promote it. The kicker is, how can you tie in the content with the product? So if you can find a way to show the product in a very subtle way in the content and still keep it intriguing, fun, and organic, this is how you're going to land on the best strategy. So here's the big takeaway, guys. Again, trying to keep these episodes pretty short with just value. Number one is, make content creation a daily habit. Obviously, you don't have to be the one creating the content, unless you can, which is probably bonus points to you. But if you can't, try to make the actual concepts a daily habit, whether it's you or someone on your team. Please just sit down at least an hour a day, if not at least 30 minutes a day. Just write out a bunch of concepts, look through TikTok, Instagram, get a bunch of inspiration, and just write them down. Number two, spend time every day generating ideas and actually document them. So you want to actually write them down. Anytime you come across ideas, write them down. Even if you don't have, you know, ideas come up to your head, you see something and you think it's interesting, just write it down. I bet you it will help you in the future. And number three, treat content as a storytelling tool, not just marketing. You want to be telling a story in every single one of your videos. They should be interesting. They should be intriguing, fun, and organic. And if you can do this, this will actually set your brand apart and help you scale in a way that feels genuine to your viewers. So if this helped, guys, be sure to rate and review this podcast. That would mean the world for us. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening.